Gemara tells us, Imrun afani malchus kadesh tam nechini aleichem, say malchus, in order to proclaim you as king, we internalize the reality of Hashem's kingship. We say zichronus, that Hashem should remember us for good on the day of Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. So, bameh, what's the vehicle through which this is going to happen? Bashaifa. It happens through the shaifa. The shaifa accompanies us on the journey of Jewish history. First hear of the shofar, with the ram that was caught in the thicket with Avraham Avinu. The voice, the sound of the shofar will be there at Har Sinai. When we willingly accept, we accept upon ourselves what we got to do. That we're partners with Hashem. Nasa v'nishma, we're in. And the shofar will blow again at the end of time. When the great shofar blasts will be heard around the world. And essentially what's happening here is we're encompassing all of Jewish history with the voice of the shofar. The revolution of bringing monotheism into the world, of bringing all of humanity into an awareness that there's one infinite creator starts with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, who sees that the world as it is right now is a world based on lies and falsehood. Avraham Avinu, who's willing to stand up for that which he knows to be true, without any form of revelation whatsoever, based on that which he understands, commits his life, essentially binds his children to a promise, to a relationship that will transform the world. The children of Avraham become a nation. And once we're a nation, we can take on a mission. A mission that we accept upon ourselves at Har Sinai. To teach all of humanity these basic truths that Avraham worked out for himself. The destiny of the Jewish people and Kiddush Shem Shamayim will all be enwrapped together, will all be tied together for the rest of history. Where the Jewish people have this mission, have this purpose, have this role. It carries us till the end of time with the fulfillment of Avram Avinu's dream, where all of humanity, by Yoimahu Yashem Echad Ushmayachad, ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Hashem will be one, his name will be one on that day. It's not today. And the answer is, of course it's one today. Of course Hashem's name is one today. But you know what? Not enough people know it. The world doesn't know it. As Rashi tells us on the Shema, listen, Jewish people, Hashem, who you recognize today as being God of the Jews, ultimately will be recognized as the God of all of humanity. And therefore the blasts of the shofar accompany us through history. And by listening to the shofar, by sounding the shofar, by thinking, by focusing at the time the shofar blows, we're buying into that. We're buying into our role as the Am HaNivchar, which is a responsibility, it's a privilege, to play our part in transforming the world. If we commit to that, we've internalized the message of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofarus. Hashem should inscribe each and every one of us in the Book of Life for a wonderful year ahead, full of Kvod Shamayim.